An internal report commissioned by Alyeska Pipeline Company officials has been leaked to the online news organization Truth Out. The report was prompted by an email to BP's ombudsman. BP is majority owner of the Trans-Alaska Pipeline. The report detailed multiple concerns ranging from the tyrannical nature of retiring CEO Kevin Hostler to maintenance neglect and mismanagement. The author of the email is reportedly a senior official with Alyeska, but remained anonymous, using Afraid a Leak as an online name. The report was written by two attorneys with the international law firm Morgan, Lewis & Bocius. Jason Leopold is deputy editor at Truth Out, who reported on the document's findings. He says in the report, employees describe Hostler's management style as vulgar.
The five vice presidents have used words such as inappropriate, demeaning, to describe his behavior. In fact, the investigation said, the investigation conducted by Charles Thibault, a Washington, D.C. attorney, said that Kevin Hostler's behavior violated Alyeska's own code of conduct. His behavior has contributed to extremely low morale and an environment where employees are fearful of discussing anything that may call into question the safe operations of that pipeline.
How did employees say he handled safety issues that they raised with him?
In his own defense, Kevin Hostler said that he does get very angry if he believes that safety is being compromised, if an unsafe work environment is being created, and employees just laughed at that, and they said that's just outrageous, because they do want to bring up safety concerns, they do want to speak about it openly, they fear retaliation. The executives don't want to raise those concerns because they fear being dressed down by Kevin Hostler and perhaps losing their jobs, and so. You know, the report did not say Kevin Hostler addresses safety concerns. Kevin Hostler said he does. Employees found that to be laughable. They said that neither Kevin Hostler nor BP want any money invested, if they can help it, in the pipeline. They're looking to, you know, save as much money as possible.
The report also brings up budget cuts in recent years that have deferred important maintenance on the pipeline. Describe that section of the report and the ultimate conclusion.
It said that it could confirm that in some of these areas there were budget cuts and that the work was deferred, but it did not find that it threatened the integrity of the pipeline. But it did say that there is a bow wave. There is a bow wave of deferred projects, and it needs to be addressed because two things could happen. In the future, it will only become more expensive to deal with those issues, and secondly, it could result in an environmental disaster, perhaps not on the scale of Deepwater Horizon, but certainly large enough to get people's attention.
You quote an anonymous BP official who describes the TAPS line as a ticking time bomb. How did he or she back up that statement?
Sure. Well, this official is someone who is referred to as a master root cause specialist. And I had shared with this person copies of several reports. The first report that I shared with this person was this very lengthy report by Charles Thibault and his colleague Jane Deeker, who were hired by Alyeska to investigate these concerns, as well as a report, an internal report that was recently completed by Alyeska into the spill that took place this past May at Pump Station 9, resulting in 4,500 barrels of oil being spilled, as well as forcing the pipeline to be shut down for 3 days. So he looked at the report, felt that between the past incidents that took place, along with this current incident, the findings, the fact that nothing has changed, that the company did not learn from its past mistakes, was systemic of a larger problem this person felt was widespread, and noted that Congress, Department of Transportation, and the public needs to pay close attention.
Jason Leopold is a reporter with Truth Out. Links to the article are at our website, aprn.org.